Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross
Oakes,
and
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
That's right. And today we're going back a little bit.
We're dead. One of our past, not one of our boys, one of our girls.
Our only girl.
Because we made a commitment to you, the people, that if, what's our podcast about?
Oh, this is a podcast where we talk about an actor's critical successes and losses, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Their peaks and valleys.
And today
we are the well, Hollywood isn't very active right now, but we're gonna tear it up because we're going back to the days of Charlize tearing up Hollywood.
You got it.
Because our girl Charlize had a new come out, a big movie, a big Netflix movie, which is what all the big stars are doing these days.
Uh-huh.
Another action movie too, because as we talk, she's a bona fide action star.
And that, she's really attracted to one type of movie, it seems like.
She does, yeah. What else does she... Although, before this, she did Long Shot, I think, so...
This gives me Aeon Flux vibes.
This does. It's way better than Aeon Flux. Yeah, though. That's a movie. That's a fucking dog fart of a movie.
Yeah, definitely.
But today we're talking about The Old Guard.
Yeah.
The Netflix original action film based on a comic book.
Oh, I didn't know that. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
It's based on a comic book. I haven't read the comic book, but it's the second movie based on a comic book she's done. Because Atomic Blonde.
Oh, Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, Aeon Flux is based on a manga or an anime, but we don't talk about that filth.
But before we get to that.
Yes.
Jeremy, what have you been watching?
Not that much, I've been playing a lot of video games. But let me.
Kind of the same, yeah.
Let me tell you what I have watched.
Destroy All Humans remake.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it is really
fun.
Will
you buy it for me?
It's only... Jesus Christ. It's only $40.
I know, but will you buy it for me? Well, I think since the last time we talked, I've only watched four things.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that much.
I rewatched Wet Hot American Summer. I might have talked about that. Oh, so I did talk about last time. Did I talk about that last time?
I think so, yeah. Watched it with
Bart, my girlfriend.
Your bad girlfriend.
Did I talk about how I rewatched The Thing?
The old one.
The old one.
Yeah.
It's still a masterpiece. Did I tell you how I watched the prequel to The Thing?
No.
It sucks balls.
What's that one called?
The Thing.
Oh.
It came out in 2011. It's a prequel to the original.
Oh, that's
movie.
The one I thought was a remake. Right.
But the biggest thing that I've watched since we left... Well, I will say, I started watching Bob's Burgers.
Oh, great
fucking
show.
Fucking awesome
it's
show.
It's amazing, yeah.
So good.
And they just came out with a note. The same people make a show.
Always Central Park.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a Bob's Burgers movie happening?
Yeah. I haven't checked out that show yet.
But the most important movie that I watched... Oh, sorry, I touched your tail on accident. I'm talking to Ross, of course. But I touched your tail, Ross. I'm sorry. The most important movie I watch is a movie that came out earlier this year that I regret not seeing in theaters called Underwater, starring Kristen Stewart.
Shark movie.
Not a shark movie. It does have underwater monsters, though.
Oh, okay.
It fucking rules. It's the kind of big-budget studio, like, action, like, thriller that I wish we had more of.
Is it on Hulu now?
No, I rented it.
Oh.
But it's
awesome. For $20?
I paid $6.
Oh, that's good.
It has TJ Miller in it, but spoiler, he dies. In case
he's still getting more.
In case you hate. This was shot in 2017 before we all found out he's a piece of shit.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what he did either.
TJ did a lot of bad stuff.
Oh, okay. That's all you got?
That's all. And I've been playing Resident Evil 2 remake. I've been playing Grounded. Which is
a new really?
Game from Obsidian. It's really fun. Although the fucking spiders are terrifying.
I've heard that.
Terrifying. I've been playing Carrion. It's a new game from Devolver Digital where you play as a big monster.
Hmm.
And I recently beat Halo Reach for the first time.
Good game.
With a past and future guest and greatest video game expert of the world. And also...
Oh, you played as Split Screen.
We did. Beat it for my first time. And we also beat the first Halo.
Oh, nice.
Which is a very dated game.
But it's good.
It's fun, but it makes you just want to play Halo 2 and 3.
Right. I watched since Furious 7. I watched Palm Springs.
I really want to see that.
It's pretty good. I want to see it so bad. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I want to see it so bad. I need to find the time.
Then I watched a documentary called Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers.
Are you a believer now?
Bad.
Bad?
Bad movie. This guy...
I wrote a poem in elementary school about Area 51 once.
The director, let me see who made this. Jeremy Kenyon.
I didn't
Jeremy Corbell.
I didn't do it.
Jeremy Corbell.
I didn't make it.
Not a good filmmaker. I'm saying now. He's not invited on this podcast.
What if he wants to come on?
No, it was a bad movie, and he knows it was a bad movie, and he tries to oversell it.
Well.
Because, see, here's the thing. I listened to him. He was on Rogan with this other guy.
Well, there's your first mistake.
Sometimes it's entertaining. And I was like, okay, they're talking aliens. I'm in. All right. But then this guy, he's just very arrogant. And I don't know. I watched this movie, though.
Fatal mistake.
Yeah. Then we watched Hamilton.
Oh, is it as good as everyone says?
No.
No, really?
I'm going to say it right now. It's overhyped.
Well, I've heard people say that they're like... Well, I've heard some people say, like, maybe if I saw this, like, when it first came out, like, at
the... I think that's what it was. I think it was
then
just...
Then you've literally heard Hamilton's the greatest stage play to ever exist, and you're kind of like...
Well, we watched it, and we were both like, this was overhyped.
I heard it here first, Rose. Ross thinks Hamilton's a useless piece of shit.
No, well, not useless.
Ross thinks Lin-Manuel Miranda should turn in his bona fides and stuff.
No, he's invited on the podcast. I wanna ask him questions. I wanna get to the bottom of why I don't like it that much.
I wanna ask him questions about the songs he wrote for Moana.
That too.
Yes.
Movie
we've covered on this
podcast. I just think the pacing too fast.
Well, do you think if you saw it live it might play better?
I mean, probably, because
it's a difference
between
watching a recorded version of Cats and going to see Cats live.
Right.
If you watch a recorded version of Cats at home, you're just going to want to kill yourself in your home. If you watch a recorded version of Cats in Broadway, you're going to want to kill yourself in public.
Wow. Yeah, maybe. I mean, just because it's a whole different experience.
When are we going to do an episode on Cats?
I don't know. Who's in Cats? Idris Elba. We'll do Idris Elba.
Ian McKellen.
Yep. Then I saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's very 2000s.
It's very fun. That's when, like, the Brangelina thing was starting to kick off. You know?
Right, right. Then I watched a movie called Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Oh, you mean one of the greatest movies of the last 20 years?
Hell yeah.
Then the greatest franchise of the last 20 years?
Yeah. And then I watched half of Ghost Protocol.
Oh, fucking rules. That's my favorite one. I love them all, but even two, but...
And then The Old Guard.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be a huge downer, going from Ghost Pro to Old Guard.
Well, here's the thing. If we're just going to get into it, I was very drunk during this movie. So I actually liked it a lot.
I was drunk on the fact that I was tired.
I was watching it because I knew I wasn't going to like it. I knew from the trailer something was up with this movie, and it had such Aeon Flux vibes. I was like, I gotta be drunk for this
say.
One.
It's definitely like from the start. It's got,
and then I saw it was 2 hours.
Yeah, that.
And
was
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's got a cool. It's a cool premise. Like, it's a really cool. It's a premise we've seen before, but it's a cool premise. I think the characters are all great. I like that the villain is a tech pharma bro. But I think ironically, in this big action movie, my favorite scenes are just quiet conversations between characters.
Well,
like, my favorite scene in the movie is the scene between the two guys that have been partners for decades in the back of the, like, SWAT van.
I wrote down a bunch of drunk notes.
Oh, Jesus.
That I was taking as I watched this movie. So I do have some of my favorite parts here. Do you want me to just read the list?
Just go down the list.
Okay. Love when she deleted the pic off the phone.
That's fun.
That was awesome. I was like, okay, yeah. The part where the new girl dies. Wow.
Yeah, it's very abrupt.
Didn't see that coming.
She gets her throat slit.
Connected vampires.
I don't think they're vampires.
I thought they were vampires for a second. I didn't vampires. Know where it was going. Steel drowning trap. Holy
that,
shit.
That's fucked up. That is the stuff of nightmare.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just constantly drowning?
Fucking Dudley.
Dudley? Who's yeah. Dudley?
The
Oh, it's Dudley from Harry
yeah,
Potter.
Yeah, yeah. The
He's
main
a fucking slut. I hate him.
Two guys got captured. Whatever it takes, Avengers. I don't know if
Oh he, yeah, whatever. Remember whatever last it year? Takes. Remember Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, I do.
It's a cool movie.
This is, again, not a good movie for Charlize, but I'm so drunk it's good.
Taking notes.
Of course one of them is a traitor.
Booker.
Charlize Theron is the reason for history.
Pretty much.
Niall just broke into the lab, and I'm starting to not like this.
Oh, you didn't like the final shootout?
It got kind of boring.
I think the only part in the finale that I liked is when she just jumps out the window with the guy.
Right, right.
Because he deserves. Like, you think it's going to be like, oh, is the pharma bro going to, like, fight with the axe? It's like, no, he's fucking dead.
Running around a fancy house, shooting each other. Horrible music.
Yeah, the music.
Horrible soundtrack.
The only soundtrack drop that works is when she's stressed out and she puts on Frank Ocean in her ears.
Right.
That one works. But the rest of them, like, literally, they'll be traveling and then just starts playing some pop song.
Right.
Like, what?
I thought Charlize would die and Niall would take over.
It is weird that she doesn't officially die.
Right. And then they had the audacity to set up a sequel.
Well, I mean, that's Netflix's thing. There's a Bright sequel coming, I guess.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so there's my drunk notes.
So this movie, is there anything else we want to talk about? I mean, we might as well just dive in, I guess.
Yeah,
The Old
course.
Guard.
Let's see who... It was directed by Gina Prince
who,
Bythewood.
Who, that is actually a cool thing because she's a director who's been around forever. She'd made, like... movies in the 90s, like Love and Basketball. Like, this is her first action movie.
Okay.
And she's a director, a woman of color. So
now,
that's
the action,
cool too.
The action, pretty good.
I mean, it's good in that I could mostly tell what was going on, but I guess I've been spoiled by, like, Mission Impossible and John Wick.
Right.
It was okay. It was cool when she would, like, start using the axe. I like
well, the
that.
Axe, there wasn't enough axe for me, Ooh. To be honest with you.
She could have used the
a
axe.
A lot of guns.
The one guy has a sword.
Yeah.
The one cool action bit that I remember is at one point, the one guy's on the ground, and he, like, shoots the guy with the shotgun by, like, bashing the end of the shotgun.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There's some cool bits like that.
I mean, what did you think in the beginning when they started coming back to life for the first time?
Well, I knew the basic premise that they were immortal.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? I will say that the effects of the bullets coming out of their body and the healing looked really good.
Yeah.
Like, the Netflix is definitely on their game when it comes to visual effects budgets.
Well, was this made by Netflix or did they buy it?
This was a Netflix original, okay. I'm pretty sure. Which they're pretty much, they're owning the pandemic when it comes to quote content. They're dropping, should drop a Spike Lee movie, they dropped this.
So, it's weird that there's no,
What do you got? The what?
There's no, like, budget information on here.
Netflix is notoriously kind of, they kind of keep that shit under wraps.
So, all I have is that it came out on July 10th.
It did. This movie, I am very out of, like, movie news lately. Like, I haven't been keeping up. Like, I didn't even know they had, like, a director for Captain Marvel 2. I didn't know they were making a Splinter Cell anime. Like... so much weird shit happening. So I don't even know this movie was happening. And then it was just like, oh, Old Guard with Charlize Theron. I'm like, with who? What? I'm like, Charlize Theron's in a movie that's coming out soon? And then I saw people on Letterboxd talking about it, and the Letterboxd people that I follow either was like, oh, this is such an inventive, cool action movie, or it was like, this is kind of boring. And I'm like right in the middle.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't think it's a good movie, but I enjoyed it for some reason.
It's well made. It's like, it's the perfect kind of movie that's going to be in like the $5 bin at like Best Buy someday, and like someone will buy it and be like, I'm not mad that I spent $5 on this.
I think.
Although it won't be in the $5 bin because it's a Netflix movie.
Right, right.
Well, it's the perfect movie for a person that's like, I just need to be entertained for 2 hours on a Friday night. I'm going to watch The Old Guard. You will be entertained.
Charlize Theron has stated that her character, Andy, is over 6,000 years old.
That's old.
She's old.
That is old.
And so one thing that I didn't really like is they didn't explain... Like, I wish they figured out why they were
immortal,
starting to die.
Oh.
Yeah, like why they were immortal and then why they were starting to die. Like how long do you have, you know?
I feel like...
like what is it that makes you start to die?
There's probably just like you reach a certain point. Like she, since she is the oldest, it makes sense that she was starting to die.
Right, but I just wanted to know. I just needed like a...
although I feel like they didn't play up the danger of her being mortal that much. Like she got...
no, not at all.
She got stabbed and she got shot and then that was kind of it.
Yeah.
Like I was so sure she was going to die.
And then I thought Niall was going to become the new... Yeah.
Which Niall, who's played by Kiki Lane, she's really good in a movie called If Beale Street Could Talk that came out 2 years ago. But yeah, I don't know. This movie doesn't garner much emotion inside of me.
I mean, I was pretty hooked.
It's fun. Like it's...
yeah. Like so I immediately liked...
you were also drunk though.
Yeah, I was. I immediately liked the Niall character.
Oh, she's great.
Like right from the beginning.
I think she might be the best character.
I think so during the part where she was breaking into the lab, and she knew how to use the immortality to her advantage at that point. I wish there was some kind of like training.
Immortality training?
Yeah, yeah.
I do like the ways that like in the beginning, like when it's just her and Charlize on the plane, like one of the coolest parts.
Loved it. Loved
when
that
she tricks him. She's like, I just shot the pilot. It's like, we're going to need a loved pilot. It. And then it's like, you don't speak Russian, do you? It's like, I told the pilot to play dead. Then they fucking tussle in the airplane.
I love that scene.
That's a great scene.
Yeah. The part she shoots her in the head before that.
One thing I don't understand really is, like, you know when she originally comes back from being having her throat slit? Why are her fellow soldiers being such dicks?
Yeah, yeah.
I would be fucking hyped. Like, if we were soldiers in Iraq and you got stabbed in the face, Iraq. I said, you don't rock. It's a bad joke. If you got stabbed in the face and the next day it's like, oh, he's fine. I wouldn't be like... you fucking freak. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Like, literally, they're like, you fucking freak.
You're supposed to be dead.
Fucking wish you were dead. Yeah, I mean, I understand being a little weirded out, but...
yeah.
Like, the fact that they're just like, all her, like, good friends are like, you fucking weirdo.
But also, what causes the immortality?
It's a good question. Like, they didn't...
If all they said,
But the question is, has she been immortal her whole life?
Right, right.
Like, do you think...
Well, that's what I'm... So with Dudley and that other guy...
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah, yeah.
Copley?
If they were, like, talking about it... if there was just some exposition that was like, oh, it's a gene mutation or something like that, I would have bought it. I would have been like...
I didn't really need too much more explanation, though. I think it's kind of neat. They're just immortals.
All right. Yeah, I guess so. Save it for the sequel, I guess.
Yeah, the sequel. It's totally going to get made.
It goes back in time, World War II.
That'd be rad. I'd rather watch the
version. She kills Hitler.
I would rather watch the version of this movie that like takes place in like a different time period.
Goes to the 70s. She kills the Zodiac.
Kills JFK.
She kills JFK.
Charlize Theron killed JFK. You heard it here first. Can we become a JFK conspiracy podcast?
Yeah.
How? I just don't understand. How, I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, how deep that goes, and, like, people literally, like, that's, like, a serious thing for them, is JFK was not murdered by, what's the fucking John Wilkes Booth, or was that, or is that the guy that killed
John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln.
Well, maybe he killed both. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right, it's just a guy who keeps assassinating presidents.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, do the people think that, like, the government had him killed? Do they think Charlize Theron did it?
I believe
I know Oliver Stone made a movie about
it. I believe the official conspiracy theory is that he was killed by the mob.
Really?
Because he used his family, I guess his like father or grandparents or something, like they had like a speakeasy in the
Prohibition?
Yeah, the Prohibition times, right?
Well, so, I know the Kennedy family has a lot of fucked up problems.
So then he used his like family's mob ties to get the presidency. And then when he wouldn't do stuff they wanted, then they killed him.
It's probably one of many theories though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
One night I'm just going to dive deep in. But anyway, Charlize Theron killed JFK. But
As of right now.
As of this movie.
As of this movie.
It's the canon.
Yeah.
But I just imagine, like, they could pull, like, an Assassin's Creed and just have her in different time, have them in different time.
Exactly, periods. Right? It kind of opens
the... So it would be better than Assassin's Creed.
Like,
so it wouldn't have that dumb sci-fi shit.
Like, this would kind of be a cool TV show,
probably. Yes, we're just each episode's in a different time period. Yeah, it's a weird... I don't know. I've never read the comic. Maybe the comic does that.
Maybe the comic's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I want something that's really fucked up. What? Drowning over and over again for 500 years.
Jesus Christ. And they had the audacity to set up for a sequel.
Well, she's probably pretty pissed off.
Well, is she pissed off at Charlize? Is she coming after Charlize?
Well, she's probably insane. She's probably like...
Yeah, I guess.
Do you even have a chance to think when you're drowning? Like, just imagine
drowning
over and over. Like, do you, like, in that brief moment when you come back to life, do you have a chance to think? Or is it just immediate pain?
Well, it's not...
It is pain, eventually.
I don't think it's painful to drown. I think you just...
Oh, it's very pain. Your lungs fucking, like, cave in with water. Like...
Oh...
I've heard that, like, your lungs, it feels like your inside of your stomach is on fire.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is. I don't know. I've never
drowned
before.
Let's test it. Let me hold you over the pool.
I thought what happens when you drown is you're holding your breath, right?
You die.
Right. You hold your breath until you pass out, and then you die.
No, your lungs fill with water.
What happens if you just hold your breath?
You can't physically hold your breath until you die. Your body won't let. Like, if you were to sit here right now and be like, I'm going to kill myself.
No, I'm saying when you're underwater.
Well, you're not getting air, but your water also, your lungs also filled with water. And like,
but if you hold your breath.
It's not because you're holding your breath.
No, I'm saying you're underwater. You're in a steel trap for 500 years.
Yeah.
You hold your breath.
To give yourself time to think?
No. Well, maybe, yeah. You hold your breath, you say, oh, man, I really wish I did this differently. And then you're holding your breath so long that you pass out, and then your lungs fill with water and you die.
So I feel like it wakes you up.
So it's not painful.
I feel like, I don't think it works like that. Let's test it. Let's go to the pool. Let me hold you under the water.
Right, while everyone watches.
If you're like, have you ever seen Hot Rod where he has him hold him under the water?
Yeah. Hold on, let's look this up here.
And Bill Hader's like, wow, pools are a good way to hold a lot of water.
What does it feel like to drown?
Jesus Christ. Well, like, nobody can answer
nobody
survived it.
You can get waterboarded, though, right? That's kind of the same.
Yeah, can I waterboard you?
Let's see. What does it feel like? I'll waterboard
you with the zero water.
To drown.
It won't feel like anything.
Symptoms of dry drowning. Oh, what is this?
Well, because you can't really... No one can describe drowning because nobody... You can't fucking survive. That'd be like, what does it feel like to get your head chopped off?
Oh, wait. I got an ad for... do this every morning to lift sagging skin.
Do you have any saggy skin?
Maybe. I feel like I've gained a little weight.
It's good. You look good,
though. Do I look heavier?
Yeah.
I've been trying to work out a little bit.
In a good way. You got a little care package.
I've been doing... I started doing curl ups, and then
dedicated, aren't you?
And then I started doing push ups, and then I started doing curl ups with my legs the other way to get the downstairs.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, I do it for a half hour.
You're trying to get a tight butt?
No, I just do it for a half hour once a week.
It is good to be active, though.
I know. So here's the thing, before we get back to the old yard, please stick around. So my one friend was like, I just ran a mile. You should too, try to beat me or whatever. And I was like, okay, it sounds okay, but running doesn't sound that fun.
A mile's a long way.
Right. Yeah. Run. So I was like, I'll get a bike. Bikes are fun.
Did you get a bike?
And you go fast. Here's the thing. I looked up how much bikes were. The cheapest bike I found, $500.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get a bike.
And now I'm thinking, like, I've had, like, three bikes as a kid. Or what are they? I wouldn't let my kid have any bikes if I knew.
Well, I feel like children's bikes are cheaper.
Right.
Like, that weird, like, green monster, the green bike with, like, Toy Story on it that your parents really bought. You probably only cost, like $100.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I was on the way over here. I was listening to a podcast, the DLC podcast, the video game podcast, and they're talking about this thing called bucking. It's where you hike or walk, but you wear a backpack filled with weight.
Oh, okay. So one of my friends just posted on Instagram with the caption, should I start running with rocks in my backpack?
What did people say?
I don't know. I didn't look into it that much. But I was like, why would you do that?
Well, because the extra weight, you know. That's why people, there's people who every day they wear weighted vests. So, like, they're walking around with extra weight, you know.
Jesus.
Yeah. But, so the old guard. Well, I don't know who's in really good shape.
Charlize Theron. I give it a thumbs down, but it's a fun thumbs down.
It's a weird way to describe a movie.
It's for some reason I enjoyed it. I don't think the pacing was that good.
Yeah, it's way too longer than it needs to be.
The whole section where they finally get her like in the squad and they go to the church or whatever. The
Suicide Squad.
And then that's what they should have called this movie.
It's already taken though.
It doesn't matter. They should have called the Suicide Squad is a way better title for this movie than that stupid piece of shit.
They're making another one.
I know.
But James Gunn is making it. Do you see the Rocksteady's making a Suicide Squad?
If you saw this movie and it was called Suicide Squad.
It's a good title.
And it was about them dying and coming back to life a bunch.
But they don't commit suicide necessarily.
I mean, they kind of do when she walks in there.
I really like the idea that like it hurts. Like every time, like you know, a lot of times when you hear about immortals, they're like, "Ah, shoot me, I don't care."
Yeah.
Although I think Wolverine feels pain.
So when they're in the church,
yes,
and there's like that raid or whatever, I didn't quite understand. Like how did
Booker?
Yeah, was it just Booker that like how did they get captured without Charlize and Niall hearing it?
Well, where were they? They were in the church.
Well, they went outside.
They were just outside. Well, I guess they must have been a really quiet raid.
Yeah.
Well, plus Booker was in on it, remember?
Yeah, that's true, but I feel
like... So he probably, like...
Even then, there'd be some kind of gunfire or whatever.
Maybe. Well, they probably snuck up on...
Yeah.
Nikki and the other guy, which I really liked their relationship.
Yeah, it was good.
It's really sweet. Gives the movie some heart. Although, so does Charlize's commitment to not losing any more soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though she's a... You know what's a really nice scene? Is the scene where she goes to the drugstore and the lady just fixes her up. And it's like, you're not going to ask. It's like
yeah,
I'm just going to help you. It's like, tomorrow you help someone.
Right.
But I wonder if she did help someone the next day.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, I guess she helped Niles.
So what do you think?
Is this movie? I mean, I don't know. I'll watch a sequel. I'm interested in the drowned lady.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to see what her story is.
I want more axe action.
Hell yeah.
She got the axe back, right?
Yeah, it was cool when they did like sword-gun combo. I want more of that.
Yeah.
Another cool thing that I like.
Charlize does all of her stunts.
I like
most of them.
I like that their punishment for Booker is like, you have to be alone for 100 years.
Yeah, right.
Like for most people, it's like, I'll be fucking dead. He's like, yeah. Oh, whatever. Yeah. Which I guess that would suck, having to be alone for...
Well, they can't kill him, so...
That's true.
So...
There's really no other punishment. Just be alone for 100 years. Well, they could have put him in a box in the ocean.
Yeah.
That seems to be a pretty fucked up way.
Well, this is the only punishment we have.
What are some other fucked up ways you could torture an immortal person?
Oh, man.
I know fire? Well, fire can go out, though.
Just keep it going.
Just, like, chain him on the floor of a desert.
Like for like snakes and stuff.
Snakes and scorpions in the sun will just burn them every day. Ooh. They probably won't even die right away. That's the thing.
You could
chain them to the bottom of like a shark infested water.
That's drowning.
That's drowning. Yeah. Electric. Yeah, I guess electric. You could like connect them to a constant electrical current.
But then they would just be dead
every time they wake up. Like, ah!
Yeah. I'm just.
I wonder what it feels like to come back to life after dying when you're an immortal.
It probably feels okay.
Waking up from a really weird nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. They could, I know in one of the God of War games, not the new one, there's this guy whose punishment is that he's chained to this like post and he's immortal, so he'll just keep coming back to life. But like there's these birds that just keep tearing him apart.
No, that wasn't the new one.
Well, it's also in one of the old ones.
Maybe
it's the same guy because I haven't played the new one.
You haven't?
The farthest I got was
I haven't played the old ones.
The old ones. Well, the thing is, You almost, I feel like you should, because playing the old ones and playing the new one, because Kratos is way different in this one than
Right, I love him in this one.
Well, because it's even cooler remembering badass Kratos that used to just, like, you know, bone ladies and fucking jump around and kill Hades and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, he's like, I'm a dad now.
Yeah. I don't understand what happens.
What if they did chop their head off?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I thought the whole movie. I was like, can't they just...
I always wonder that with Wolverine, too. I don't know. What would happen? Would the head just grow back?
Right. And then there would just be a head on the floor and then a new one.
I feel like the head would grow back, but I kind of want... It'd be like in Men in Black when they shoot that one alien's head off.
Right.
And it grows back. He's like...
Right. Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be just like that.
Or do you think it kind of reconstructs itself?
The body meat. We're made of meat.
No, but if your head is over there...
Yeah.
Do you think it would like pull it back, or like, you know what I mean?
would just grab it and reattach it.
How would it get the head back?
I feel like it just grows back.
But then you'd have two heads?
Yeah, you just throw the other one in the trash. You don't have any use for the other one.
I guess
you could keep it, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they should have figured
this out. I would hang my own head like from the front door.
Jesus. I got it made. It's a really good replica.
Why does it
smell so bad?
Jesus Christ.
It smells like a dead body.
Do you think this is going to be a shorty?
Yeah. Listen, we're on the internet. We're not beholden to these.
That's true.
Time constraints.
Yeah.
Of the old world.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The old guard.
The old guard, the old world.
Yeah, I feel like I had more to say, but I don't know. It's a fun movie. It's a perfectly acceptable Saturday night Netflix movie. Like, if you're bored on a Saturday night, you want something that'll rock and roll you for a couple hours, watch The Old Guard. I'm glad Charlize is continuing down the route of a bona fide action star.
Yeah, and I'm glad that after Mad Max, she's still okay with doing these types of movies.
Well, it's just cool that, like, there's very few, like, modern day female action stars.
Yeah.
So it's just cool that she gets to be that. And anything is better than the last face.
Oh, my God.
There's no foot stuff in this one, though, is there?
Foot stuff?
Didn't we decide that, like, there was, like, foot stuff in, like, all of her movies? The fucking Aeon Flux had the foot hands.
Oh, you're right.
The hand feet. The last face had the fucking pencil.
Oh, my God. Totally forgot about that.
The fucking pencil?
Yeah, there's no foot stuff in this, actually.
I fucking hate that movie. Fuck you, Sean Penn. So listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There was something else I was going to say. But
imagine if she was immortal and she was also in the last phase.
Yeah.
It'd make her job easier.
Yeah, it would.
I hear you could never die. That means you can listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers forever. Well, Charlie's good in this movie.
Yes, she was.
She is very good.
She gave it her all.
She's one of those people that very rarely phones it in. Right. Even in the fucking last phase. Was this movie good for Charlize? I think so.
I'm going to say no.
I think it's going to keep her in the public eye. Because, like, you got to think, Netflix is now, like, it's now, like, the closest thing we have to, like, a blockbuster. So you got guys and gals, they're like, hey, I just want some fucking badass action movie to watch tonight.
Well, I think, okay, so I think for the short term, sure, because, you know, it puts Charlize in your mind, and whoever mm-hmm. is on Netflix puts them in their mind. In the long term, when you look back at her catalog, I'm going to say no.
Well, in the long term, no, but yes. Short term, I feel like it's very good, especially for her, like, staying an action star.
And if the second one, I mean, it depends how the second one is. That's if true. The second one is The Empire Strikes Back of Ooh. The Ooh. Of the series, you know, then I might be all in. I mean,
it definitely is a premise that can go on for a while if they right. do it right. Ow. But was Charlize tearing up Hollywood in this movie?
She was. She always tears up
Hollywood. I'm going to say, I don't know, because I didn't even know this movie was coming out.
I did. I've been waiting for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. For how long?
Couple months.
Oh, see, I didn't even know. All right, well, so we talked about The Old Guard. We did.
Yeah, we did it.
Are we starting Matthew Lillard next time?
Yep.
All right, we're starting with... Oh, we're starting out with Serial Mom from 1994.
Oh, right, it was his first...
one of his first movies.
Yeah.
A John Waters picture.
Yeah.
All right. Charlize, we love you. We'll talk about you next time. We're sorry we forgot to talk about Adam's Family.
This is the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross.
I just burped on mic. I'm Jeremy.
You can support us at patreon.com/notnewmovie. You can follow us at twitter.com/notnewmovie.
And I'm raising it. The bounty for Chappie. If you can send me...
it's been at least a year.
It's been like 2 years. Ready Player One came out in 2018.
Oh, you're right.
I saw it on my birthday. If you can find me photo or video proof of Chappie in Ready Player One, I will Venmo you $40.
40. Wow. It started out at
10.
10. Yeah. Wow. So,
please.
It's like interest that they get. Like back pay. thank you for the intro music from Sparkle Division.
Yes. Thank you. Brand new. Hopefully we'll stick with this one for more than a year.
I think we will.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. That's all I got to say.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.